major influence for positive growth. It concluded by saying that Pluto is, quote, a developing influence and not one already established, unquote. So here you have a synopsis of the symbolic meanings of each planet according to the Casey readings. Remember that the planets represent actual dimensions of consciousness, all of which are important and necessary. You can think of each as a note on the scale or a color in the spectrum. All are equal in the big picture. Even Saturn and Pluto, which may bring uncomfortable experiences, are helpful in the lessons they provide. The insights you gain through astrological study can be of significant help. Through astrology, you can better understand yourself and your relationships. You may get a handle on the challenges that you're to meet in this life. You might even get a clearer idea of the kind of work you're most suited to do. In one reading, a man was told that if a scientific study were made of astrological charts, 80% of the individuals involved would show a correlation between astrology and their vocational aptitudes. But remember, astrology is not the last word on anything that has to do with you and your destiny. As this Casey reading gently reminds us, quote, astrology is a fact in most instances, but astrological aspects are but signs, symbols. No influence is of greater value or of greater help than the will of an individual. For life and its expression are one. Each soul will and does return, or cycle, as does nature. Life is continuous. These words of Edgar Casey were given on a summer afternoon in 1935 as he lay on a couch in his Virginia home. Casey was in a deeply entranced state that looked much like sleep, yet he spoke with the profound wisdom that characterized all his psychic readings. The words were directed to a young singer living in New York who could not be present with him in Virginia Beach that afternoon. But much of what was said can be useful to anyone who will study the transcript of that reading. It describes a theory of life called reincarnation, and it shows how this idea can help us all find more productive lives. The theory of reincarnation may be familiar to you, or like the young woman from New York, the Edgar Casey readings may be your introduction to the idea. In many ways, this 29-year-old woman was much like hundreds of other people who had received readings from Casey about reincarnation and past lives. She wasn't really looking for facts about her distant past. She was searching for help with problems in her current life. She wanted to be happy and fulfilled in all that she was doing. The reading began with advice to her about the purpose of life. No one, not this woman living more than 50 years ago, nor anyone today, can understand the purpose of an individual life without first seeing the greater purpose that we all share.